今天的信心的题目是以马内利的意义。
Today's message was titled The Meaning of Emmanuel.
然后那段经文是在约翰福音第一章第十四节。
Let's look at John chapter 1 verse 14.
一节的经文让我们来大家一起看。
One, that we will focus on this one verse.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
这首诗歌它的歌名叫做以马内利恳求降临。
This hymn titled O Come, O Come Emmanuel.
以马内利恳求降临，救赎释放以色列民。
O Come, O Come Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel.
沦落异邦寂寞伤心，迎紧渴望渴望神子降临。
That mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear.
欢欣欢欣，以色列民，以马内利必定降临。
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
耶西之战恳求降临，撒旦手中释放子民。
O come, thou rod of Jesse, free thy own from Satan's tyranny.
地狱深处拯救子民，使众得胜死亡之坟。
From depths of the hell, thy people save and give them victory over the grave.
欢欣欢欣，以色列民，以马内利必定降临。
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
清晨日光恳求降临，借主降临，欢慰众心。
O come, thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here.
冲破长夜幽暗深沉，带来光明，驱散黑云。
Disperse the gloomy clouds of the night, and death, darkness, shadows put to flight.
欢欣欢欣，以色列民，以马内利必定降临。
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
大卫之恳求降临，为我众人大开天门。
O come, thou key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home.
铺平我众登天路程，关闭人间痛苦路径。
Make safe the way that leads on high and close the path to misery.
欢欣欢欣，以色列民，以马内利必定降临。
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
我们来唱这首诗歌。
Amen. 将灵魂为中心，冲破长夜幽暗云层，带来光明之灿烂，大卫只要恳求降临，为我众人打开天门，铺平我众人天路长，宽避人间痛苦路径。
所以以马内利这个名词在马太福音第一章第23节出现。
Emmanuel first appeared in Matthew chapter 1:22-23.
所以以马内利是指神与我们同在的意思。
Emmanuel means God is with us.
所以在马太福音第一章第22节到23节记载说，
Matthew chapter 1:22-23 says,
这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophets.Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which translated means God with us.
那么这段经文说有一位童女，她的名字叫做玛利亚。
In this verse, it says a virgin named Maria.
Mary, 她怀孕了，生了一个男孩。
Was pregnant with a boy.
然后他的名字叫做以马内利。
His name is Emmanuel.
如果我们看这两节经文的上文，
When we look at the context of these two verses,
以马内利这个名词是指耶稣。
Emmanuel means Jesus.
然后换句话说，耶稣道成的肉身与我们同在。
In other words, Jesus is the Word.Became flesh and dwelt among us.
那么进一步的理解的话，就是这位创造天地万物的神成为一个人。
Furthermore, the creator of the heavens and the earth became a man.
名叫耶稣来到这个世界上与我们同在。
Named Jesus to come to the world and dwell among us.
所以以马内利这个名词跟约翰福音第一章第十四节有密切的关系。
The word Emmanuel is closely related to John chapter 1 verse 14.
道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
那么这个道呢，是指在约翰福音第一章第一节所说那个道。
The word refers to the word in John chapter 1 verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the word.And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
我曾经讲过这个道的意思。
In the past, I have talked about the meaning of the word.
这个道就是指耶稣基督。
The word refers to Jesus Christ.
也是那位创造这个天地万物的主。
The creator of the heavens and the earth.
这位神成为肉身。
God, the creator, became flesh.
名叫耶稣来到这个世界上。
Named Jesus, came to this world.
住在人的中间，与我们同在。
Lives among people and dwelt among us.
那么请我们再看这个约翰福音第一章第十四节。
Let's look at John chapter 1 verse 14 again.
那么道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有恩慈，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us.And we saw his glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
那么这节经文一共有四个重点。
This verse has four important points.
第一就是住在我们中间。
The first, dwelt among us.
第二呢是恩典。
Second, grace.
那么第三是真理。
Third, truth.
第四是荣光。
Last, glory.
那么首先让我们来看这个神就是住在我们中间。
Let's look at God is with us first.
刚才我们说过以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在。
As we talked, Emmanuel means God lives among us.
所以神住在我们中间也是指神与我们同在的意思。
So God lives among us means God is with us.
在人类还没有犯罪之前，人跟神的关系是直接的。
Before man sinned, man had direct relationship with God.
那么神住在亚当跟夏娃的中间。
God lives among Adam and Eve.
那么在伊甸园，神跟亚当夏娃是面对面的沟通。
In the Garden of Eden, God has direct face-to-face relationship with them.
那么但是当人犯罪以后，人跟神就隔绝了。
However, when man sinned, man was separated from God.
那么从今以后，神就没有好像以往一样住在人的中间了。
Thereafter,God does no longer live among man.
那么一直到2000年前，圣经说，道成了肉身，住在人的中间。
Until about 2000 years ago, as the Bible says, God lives among us.
所以道成了肉身，住在我们中间，是指神成为一个人，来到世上。与人同在。
When it says word became flesh lives among us, this means God became a man, came to this world and lived among us.
所以刚才我说过，这个道是指耶稣基督。
As I said earlier, the word refers to Jesus Christ.
所以在2000年前的时候，耶稣诞生在一个地方叫做伯利恒。
2000 years ago, Jesus was born in a place called Bethlehem.
因为圣经马太福音跟路加福音都有记载了耶稣诞生的故事。
Both the Gospels of Matthew and Luke said about the birth of Jesus Christ.
这位神成为一个人诞生在马槽里面。
As God became a man, was born in a manger.
我们主耶稣的诞生就是告诉我们神成为一个人。
The birth of our Lord Jesus Christ tell us that God became a man.
我们来到世上与人同在。
Came to this world to live among us.
我们自从人犯罪之后，人就没有办法直接的来到神的面前。
After man sinned, man was no longer able to come before God.
所以神跟人的那种沟通都是间接的。
So the communications between God and man has been indirect.
而且是借助天使或者先知，神把他的信息传达给人。
It has to go through prophets or the angels to relay the message to human beings.
所以人要来到神的面前必须要借作祭司。
So if man wants to come before God, has to go through a high priest.
所以人跟神那种关系没有好像以往在伊甸园那种关系一样。
The relationship between man and God were no longer as it was as in the Garden of Eden.
所以当以色列人在旷野漂流那段日子的时候
When the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness,
然后神与人那种关系只限于在那个神那个帐幕里面。
The relationship between God and man has been confined to the tabernacle.
啊，特别是那个至圣所。
Especially the Holy of the Holies.
人们不可以随便的靠近神。
Men were no longer able to be close to God as their own will.
啊，只有借着大祭司一年一度的来到神的面前为这个以色列的子民代求。
Only the high priest could enter annually represents the Israelites.
所以为了要完成这个神的救恩计划
In order to fulfill God's plan of salvation,
所以道成了肉身住在我们的中间
He became flesh, lives among us.
因此主耶稣在2000年前的时候诞生在伯利恒
Therefore, the Lord Jesus was bornin Bethlehem 2,000 years ago.
那么与人同在了33年的时间。
He was with us for 33 years.
那么直到他被钉死在十字架上。
Until he was crucified on the cross.
所以以马内利的意思第一点就是神与我们同在的意思。
The first meaning of Emmanuel means God is with us.
以马内利第二个意思就是要彰显神的恩典。
The second meaning of Emmanuel is to manifest God's grace.
道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典。
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace.
所以这句经文说明主耶稣来到世界上就是要彰显神丰盛的恩典。
In this verse, the Lord Jesus came to this world to manifest God's abundant grace.
什么是恩典呢?
What is grace?
啊，恩典我们都知道是白白得来的。
Grace, as we know, is free of charge.
啊，不必付上任何的代价。
No payment is required.
因为人起初犯了罪。
Initially, man sinned.
应当受到惩罚的。
And was subject to punishment.
啊，但是没有被惩罚，啊，这个就是恩典。
It is grace because there is no punishment.
啊，我曾经讲过这个故事。
I have talked about this story.
啊，Billy Graham 有一次开快车，有没有开过快车？
Billy Graham was once caught speeding. Have you ever speed?
啊，大步到家啊，speeding and get caught. 啊。那么他被警察罚款了。
He was ticketed by the police.
啊，所以 Billy Graham 他承认自己的过错。
Billy Graham admitted his fault.
所以警察告诉他你要上法庭。
The police told him he has to go to the court.
然后来到法庭的时候，法官就问他你是否承认自己的过错啊？这错。
When appeared in the court, the judge asked him, "Do you admit your fault?"
Billy Graham 说我认错。
Billy Graham says, I admit my fault.
那法官就说既然你认错我就罚款你十块钱。
The judge says, since you admitted your fault, I will fine you $10.
这个是很久以前的事情。
This is a long time ago.
如果你今天被罚款的我想至少要100块。
At least $100 if you speed today.
所以但是突然间啊，这个法官认得这位有名的布道家。
All of a sudden, the judge recognized this well-known evangelist. What is it called? Evangelist.
因为 Billy Graham 很出名的。
Because Billy Graham was very famous.
很多人都知道他是谁。
A lot of people know him.
所以这位法官就对他说。
This judge told him.
他说你犯了这个法你必须要付款。
The judge said, because you violated the law, you have to pay punishment.
但是我替你付。
But I will pay it for you.
然后法官就从他的钱包里面拿出10块钱把它夹在这个传单上。
So the judge took out $10 from his wallet and clipped to the ticket.
然后请 Billy Graham 出去吃牛扒。
And he invited Billy Graham out for a steak.
Billy Graham 讲这个就是恩典。
Billy Graham says, this is grace.
所以以弗所书第二章第八节到第九节说
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 to 9 says,
你们得救是本乎恩也应作信，这必不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
所以一个人得到神所赐的救恩，完全是出于神的恩典。
A person who received God's salvation is completely out of grace of God.
人一点功劳都没有。
Man has nothing to boast.
所以 John Newton 以这首诗歌叫做《奇异恩典》来描述神的恩典。
John Newton described God's grace by his famous song Amazing Grace.
那么他的歌词第二节说，如此恩典何等甘甜，使我必得安慰，初信之时既蒙恩惠，真是何等宝贵。
The second verse, 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed.
John Newton 做过很多坏事。
John Newton has done a lot of bad things.
他觉得自己没有得救了。
He felt it was impossible for him to be saved.
但是神的恩典临到他的身上。
When God's grace came upon him,
那么使到他在主耶稣里面成为一个新造的人。
So he became a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他深深地感受到神这个伟大的恩典。
He felt deeply of God's mighty grace.
所以使他写了这首美丽的诗歌。
So he wrote this beautiful hymn.
已经这么久了，还是很多人唱这首诗歌。
After so many years, people are still singing this hymn.
那么神的恩典有两种。
God's grace has two kinds.
一个是特殊的恩典。
One is specific grace.
也就是刚才我所分享的。
As I shared just a minute ago.
那另外一个是普遍的恩典。
The other is common grace.
这种恩典也是白白得来的。
This kind of grace is also free of charge.
然后世上每一个人都可以享受这个恩典。
Everyone in the world will be able to enjoy this grace.
然后比如说
For example,
今天早上太阳从东边上来。
The sun rises in the east this morning.
照耀着每一个人。
Shine upon everyone.
然后天上的雨水按时的从天降下来。
The rain came down from heaven.In a timely manner,
滋润整个大地
nurturing the land.
然后这些都是普遍的恩典来的。
These are all God's common grace.
所以我们不要埋怨了。
So we have nothing to complain.
因为神给每一个人这些恩典。
Because God has given it to everyone.
但是约翰福音第一章第十四节所说的恩典比这个恩典更大。
The grace mentioned in John chapter 1 verse 14, it is even greater than this.
所以道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典。
Again, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us and full of grace.
那么这个恩典就是神把 他的救恩是给那些愿意相信耶稣的人。
This grace is God gives salvation to whoever believes in Jesus Christ.
以马内利的意义第三点。
The third meaning of Emmanuel.
啊，就是要彰显神的真理。
It's to manifest God's truth.
所以主耶稣来到世界上，除了要彰显神的恩典，也要彰显神的真理。
When Lord Jesus came to this world, not only is to manifest God's grace, but also manifest God's truth.
所以道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
When the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
啊，真理这两个字在约翰福音里面出现了24次。
The word truth appeared in the Gospel of John 24 times.
啊，每一次都是用来形容神的属性。
Every time it was used to describe God's attribute.
啊，其实这个这个名词也出现在圣经其他的地方。
Of course, it also appeared in other parts of the Bible.
啊，比如说诗篇25篇第5节。
For example, Psalm 25 verse 5.
求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation, for you I wait all day.
然后在以赛亚书第45章19节说，
In Isaiah chapter 45 verse 19 it says,
我没有在隐秘黑暗之地说话，我没有对雅各后裔说，你们寻求我是突然的，我耶和华所讲的是公义，所说的是正直。
I have not spoken in secret in some dark land. I did not say the offspring of Jacob, seek me in a waste place.I, the Lord, speak righteousness, declaring things that are upright.
Yes, 在约翰福音第14章第6节，主耶稣自己说。
In John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus said,
我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
真理是从神而来的。
Truth is from God.
圣经说耶稣就是真理。
The Bible says Jesus is the truth.
在他里面是没有虚假的东西。
In him there is no falsehood.
因为一切虚假的都不是从神而来的。
Because all falsehood does not come from God.
圣经讲得很清楚，虚假的东西是从魔鬼撒旦而来。
The Bible says it clearly,The falsehood came from the Satan, the devil.
因为在约翰福音第八章第44节这么说。
In John chapter 8 verse 44 it says,
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私意你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本是说谎的，也是说谎知人知父。
You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desire of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
我们这节经文形容到魔鬼是说谎知人的父。
This verse describes that Satan is the father of lies.
所以不要以为说谎是小事。
Therefore, don't think that lying is a small matter.
可能你们听过这个狼来的故事。
You may have heard the story of the wolves are coming.
然后故事里面谈到一个牧羊童想要玩弄村子的人。
It says a shepherd boy was trying to fool the men of villages.
那么有一天他就大声地喊着说，狼来了，狼来了。
One day he cried out, the wolves are coming, the wolves are coming.
然后村里的人就出来帮忙。
And the whole village came out to help him.
啊，但是发觉到没有狼啊。
But there was no wolf.
啊，那么过了几天，他又这么喊。
A few days later, he cried out again.
他说：“狼来了，狼来了。
”Wolves are coming. Wolves are coming.
所以村子里面的人又出来。
So the village, came out to help.
那同样的，发现没有狼啊。
But did not find any wolf.
啊，有一天狼真的来了。
One day the wolves came.
啊，但是他大声的喊，没有人出来。
When he cried out, nobody came out to help him.
啊，其实，在我们很小的时候。这个故事就告诉我们不要说谎。
When we were taught, not to lie, as a kid with this story.
所以现今的世界说谎的人实在太多了。
There are so many people in this world who lie.
真理被人看为是虚假的东西。
Truth is regarded as false.
虚假的东西被人看为是好的。
Falsehood is considered something good.
那么有很多人为了这个钱财，以虚假来代替这个真理。
Many people replace truth with falsehood for money.
所以以马内利第四点
，the fourth meaning of Emmanuel，
也就是要彰显神的荣耀
，is to manifest God's glory.
道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满地有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
那使徒约翰，也就是约翰福音的作者
，The Apostle John as the author of this Gospel of John.
借着耶稣，他说他亲眼看到耶稣的荣光。
He said, he saw his the glory of Jesus, our Father. He could see our glory from our Father.
什么是神的荣光
？What is the glory of God?
所以以色列人离开埃及之后，来到这个旷野。
When the Israelites left Egypt and came to this wilderness.
So, 耶和华神吩咐摩西在旷野里面建造一个会幕。
The Lord instructed Moses to build a tabernacle in the wilderness.
作为以色列人的一个敬拜所。
Serve as a worship place for Israelites.
所以当这个帐幕它的工程完成之后。
After the project of the tabernacle building was completed,
然后圣经讲到耶和华神的荣光充满了这个帐幕。
The Bible tells us the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
出埃及记40:34-35记载说。
As Exodus chapter 40 verse 34-35 says.
那么当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。摩西也不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
那么四十年在旷野里面的漂流，终于。告了一个段落。
After 40 years of wandering the wilderness came to the end.
所以以色列人进入这个迦南地。
The Israelites has entered Canaan.
那么成立自己的国家。
Established their own country.
有这个国王来管理他们。
There is a king to rule over them.
那么在那个时候耶和华神就吩咐所罗门王说他必须要建造这个圣殿。
At that time, the Lord instructed Solomon to build a temple
来代替这个帐幕
in order to replace the tabernacle.
那么同样的，当所罗门王完成了这个圣殿的工程之后
，As Solomon completed the project of the temple building,
把这个圣殿献给神的时候
，He dedicated the temple to the God.
神的荣光充满了圣殿， 圣经说人不能够承受神的荣光。
The glory of God filled the temple of God, so people could not stand the glory of God.
我在历代志下五章十四节这么说。
Second Chronicles chapter 5 verse 14.
甚至祭司不能站立供职，因为耶和华的荣光充满了神的殿。
So that the priests could not stand to minister because the cloud for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
所以在旧约的时代，这个帐幕或者圣殿代表神的居所。
In the Old Testament, the tabernacle or the temple of God is God's residence.
所以在这个帐幕或者在圣殿里面有一个至圣所。
In the tabernacle or the temple of God, there is Holy of the Holies.
然后至圣所里面放了这个神的约柜。
Where the Ark of the Covenant is placed.
然后在这里有神的荣光。
In it, there is God's glory.
神的荣光就是象征神的同在。
The glory of God signifies the presence of God.
然后当主耶稣道成肉身来到这个世界上，
When Jesus, the Word became flesh, come to this world.
然后约翰福音说，他彰显了神的荣光。
John says he manifested the glory of God.
啊，在约翰福音第二章第一节到十一节，描述到耶稣把这个水变成酒的故事。
In John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11, recorded a wedding.took place in Cana.
这段经文描述到当时在迦拿所举行的一个婚宴。
He changed the water into wine.
那么参加的人包括主耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
Guests included the Lord Jesus, his mom Mary.
然后主耶稣本身还有他的门徒。
And himself and the disciples.
所以在婚宴进行的时候，突然间酒用完了。
As the wedding went on, all of a sudden they ran out of wine.
然后主耶稣就吩咐他的儿子耶稣解决这个问题。
Mary the mother told Jesus to solve this problem.
我不晓得玛利亚是否曾经看过耶稣行神迹。
I'm not sure if Mary saw.Jesus did any miracles in the past.
因为圣经没有说明。
Because the Bible did not say.
啊，可能有了，不然的话，他就不会把这件事情交给耶稣来处理。
Maybe she saw before. Otherwise, she won't be able to ask Jesus to solve this problem.
所以当时主耶稣行了一个神迹。
At that time, the Lord Jesus did a miracle.
啊，把这个水变成酒。
He turned the water into wine.
所以约翰福音第二章第十一节这么说。
So John chapter 2 verse 11 says,
啊，这是耶稣所行的头一个神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信了他。
This beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory and his disciples believed in him.
所以当主耶稣把这个水变成酒之后，我们圣经告诉我们，主耶稣显出他的荣耀。
Through this miracle of turning water into wine, the Bible says the Lord Jesus manifested his glory.
那并且使到他的门徒相信了他。
And his disciples believed in him.
所以道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
In John chapter 1 verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We saw his glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
所以这里说我们是指使徒约翰本身，还有其他的门徒。
We here refers to Apostle John and the other disciples.
那可能也包括一些的人看到耶稣的荣光。
May also include other followers who have seen God's glory, Jesus' glory.
所以在旧约时代，神的荣光只是限制在这个帐 这个帐幕或者这个圣殿里面。
In the Old Testament, the God's glory was confined in the tabernacle or the temple.
但是当时神住在人中间的时候，他的荣光显现在众人的面前。
But since God lives among people, His glory was manifested before us.
那么使到人经历到神的荣耀。
So we were able to experience God's glory.
所以当主耶稣被钉死在十字架的时候，
When Jesus was crucified,
然后过后他三天后从死里复活过来，
and resurrected 3 days later from death.
那么神的荣耀或者神的荣光真正的被彰显出来。
God's glory has truly been manifested.
那么看到主耶稣复活的人都感到非常的惊讶。
Those who saw the resurrection of Lord Jesus was very surprised.
那么甚至那个经常怀疑的多马都不敢相信自己所看到的。
Even his disciple Thomas, who often doubted, couldn't believe what he saw.
然后当多马自己亲眼看到主耶稣复活的身体之后，
When Thomas saw Jesus with his own eyes,
那么根据圣经的记载说，我的主呀，我的神啊。
According to the Bible, he said, My Lord and my God.
那么多马讲这句话表示他看到神的荣光。
By saying this, Thomas tells us that he saw the glory of God.
所以在这个圣诞节的期间，让我们来思想这个以马内利的意义。
In this Christmas season, let's think about the true meaning of Emmanuel.
以马内利第一个原因就是在2000年前，这位创造天地万物的神成为一个人来到这个世界上与我们同在。
The Emmanuel means 2,000 years ago, God, the creator of heavens and earth, became a man, came to live among us.
他来到这个世界上，他的目的就是要彰显神的恩典，彰显神的真理，还要显现他的荣耀。
The purpose of his coming is to manifest the grace of God, the truth of God, and the glory of God. Let's spend some time to think about the true meaning of Emmanuel.
让我们安静在神的面前。
Just quiet our hearts. When every year Christmas can come,
对你的意义是什么？
What does it mean to you?
我们是否是交换礼物？
Is it only for exchange of gifts?
或者好像世人一样，在去购物。
Or like the other people go shopping.
以马内利的意义对你来说是什么？
What does Emmanuel mean to you?
让我们在神的面前来思考这个以马内利的意义。
Let's think of the meaning of Emmanuel in front of God.
如果我们对这个圣诞节是一个错误的观念的话，
We have a wrong understanding of Christmas.
也盼望我们把它纠正过来。
I hope we will correct it.
亲爱的父神，求你恩待我们。
Dear Heavenly Father,Please grant us your grace.
让我们在这个圣诞节的期间存着一个感恩的心。
Let us be thankful to you in this Christmas season.
感谢你，因为你把你宝贵的独生子赐给我们。
Thank you because you have gave us your only begotten Son.
把我们从这个罪中拯救出来。
To save us from sins.
以致我们不必面对那个大宝座前的审判。
So that we will no longer fear the final judgment.
不止不必面对那个审判。
Not only not to fear the final judgment.
你还把那个永生的生命赐给我们。
You have also given us the eternal life.
这个是何等大的盼望。
What a great hope it is.
天父求你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
让我们在这一生里面过一个蒙你喜悦的生命。
So we will have a life that is pleasing to you.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.